My name is Magda Jarczyk, and today is Sunday, 28th of March, 2021. And this is an oral history interview for the Project Pulse of South London. And today we are interviewing Andrzej. And to start with, could I please ask you to briefly introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Andrzej Świdziński, the youngest son of Zbigniew and Basia Świdziuńska, who were one of the originals in the parafia of Balham and Clapham. Basically, they met and married in and bought a house in Balham, and we've lived in Balham most of our lives. All my brothers and sisters have now moved to other areas. I also have moved out of Balham. My mother is still alive and still lives in the same house I was born in Balham. My parents were very, very much involved with the formation of a Polish White Eagle Club. My father was the secretary for Lord knows how long. He also assisted Synnar in the original planning and idea of forming the club, and was the structural engineer and architect behind the old people's home, behind the Polish club, and also the Salon Modular and things, which we'll come to when we start talking about bands.
Thank you. And my first question is, how do you remember growing up in 60s, 70s in Balham? How was it for you?
Very fondly. as the parish was Polish parish was a very, very tight-knit community. We had Obserzkoła at Nightingale Lane. The Bogdanowicze and the Cichanowicze were families that lived very, very close by us. We would constantly play together, be involved in Zuchy together. At the beginning, Synnar was very, very encouraging in that we all served mass, which was great fun because Lech and myself were very much into hopping out of the mass very early. Synnar was also a very, very good businessman. We'd go out and sell Gazeta Niedzielna outside the church and like shove it under people's armpits to encourage them to buy it. And once it was purchased, of course, we would get a cut of the money. So we would walk away from the church every Sunday very happy with some money to buy sweets and possibly a little dinky toy or something like that if we had a very, very good day. And then after that, of course, we went to proper school. Again, we were an extremely large community at school. I met lots of other Polish people from our parafia who didn't go to Przeszkoła with me or didn't go to Harcerze, like Tony Piwowarski, Bogdan Buławat, Andrzej Mayer. We're a massive community, but are a lot of us. And of course, there's the girls as well, which, of course, at a young age, I wasn't very much interested in, but there were the girls there as well. We kept together. We kept as a unit because we did have a club where we could meet regularly. We also had scouts where we would meet regularly. We also had Polska Szkoła, which I'm sure you're discussing with another person about Polska Szkoła and everything else, which was basically Bursa, which is Nightingale Lane again. And because of that, yeah, we did have English friends, but we prioritized our Polish friends more. And also, because of a club, and when the club was built and everything, it had a stage. We would do all kinds of fun performances and shows and things. And creativity was very, very much encouraged, though individuality was not that encouraged. So that's why some of us are rather outsiders. So myself, Andrzej Mayer, Bogdan Buławat, Tony Piwowarski, we really didn't fit in like my brothers and the Bogdanowicze and the Cichanowicze seemed to fit in better. But they were very happy with Harcerstwo. They were very happy with everything else and stayed. Whereas I rebelled, and a few of us, the rest of us rebelled, and we kind of pulled away from a Polish community from the age of 13, 14. We still mixed as friends, but we didn't like the one thing that you have to realize is that our parents were from the pre-war Polish structure, and there was a substantial number of the older generation, so people in their very late 60s, 70s, and 80s, who were very, very dominant and very, very conservative. And we didn't like that, and we didn't want to be involved with any of that, being brought up under the back end of a hippie movement and everything else. And we were rather nonconformist, let's put it that way. And so we enjoyed each other's company. We didn't really speak Polish to one another. We spoke English to one another. Whereas people like Lech Bogdanowicz, the Bogdanowicz, the Czechanowicz, the Bujwidy, spoke excellent Polish, did their Polish O-levels and A-levels, same with my brothers and sister, but they all did their Polish O-levels and A-levels. I didn't, Bogdan didn't, Tony Piwowarski didn't. We just wanted nothing to do with any of that. But what did tie us all together was our love of music and our love of basically creative arts. We all loved, we were all into comics, collecting comics, American comics and British comics. We were all into music, heavily into music by the time we were 13, 14. And we were also into literature in that sort of, we all enjoyed reading science fiction. Every single one of us had read Lord of the Rings by the time we were 14 and things like that. And so we had a lot in common that way. And we enjoyed our freedom. So part of all of that was also that our parents were quite liberal compared to the najstarsza generacja. We'll call my parents the średnia, the middle generation. But I suppose because I'm the youngest of four, my parents were the most lenient with me because they had enough of fighting with my two older brothers and my sister for control. And by the time I came along, they were going, okay, Andrew, if you don't want to go to church, you don't have to go to church. And if you don't want to go to Polish school, you don't have to go to Polish school. And so on and so forth, which my brothers were extremely jealous of, and they were going, how comes he can get away with it and we couldn't? So I did have more freedom.